The Dallas Cowboys First and 10 UK podcast. I'm your host for the interim. This is Robert Gervin, and I'm with Bill the Beautiful One.
Hello.
And we're here to kick it off. And Ben, he has been arrested for sending dick pics to a police officer.
Yeah. He told me about that. He basically was arrested. He thought he'd get himself arrested, and he was just saying something about a truncheon and a nightstick. he was a male police officer, and it's one of those things. He was caught by the long arm of the law.
Oh man! So we're gonna go ahead and discuss what we thought about the game, and as always, you're gonna get a "How about them Cowboys?" because we won.
Does that count as your "How about them Cowboys?" Because you're doing the introduction now. Does that count as your one for this week, or is that the introduction one?
That's the introduction one.
All right. Okay. I thought you were building it up and saving it up.
Oh, it's coming! It's coming. And where should we start here, Bill?
I'm happy to go first. Dak Prescott. Do you know what? I said this in a couple of shows ago, and I'm going to say it again. There's still something wrong with these Cowboys. We won 27-17, but there's still something a bit wrong because we didn't make it look easy, did we? And Dak was still not throwing accurately. Now, I'm gonna give Zeke a pass, and Zeke only gets a pass because I didn't realize this, but we played 3 games in 12 days.
Yeah, we did.
Which is ridiculous. Which is ridiculous in an NFL season. Zeke gets the pass. He's allowed his 45 yards. Pollard did exactly what Pollard's meant to do when Zeke's got tired legs, and God help how we're going to pay that man, but I'm sure Rob's going to say that we have to.
Well, I can figure out how to do it.
When do we have to pay him?
I think next year? Or is it following?
He's been with us a while, hasn't he? We don't get that extra year.
Hold on. He's been with us 2 years, so next year...
He's been with us 3 years, I'm sure of it.
Next year will be 4 years. We're not going to franchise tag him. And then we'll figure out what happens, I think.
We can't have that much money at running back. That's just ridiculous.
I hate to say it, but I think either Zeke restructures his contract or we have to let go of Tony Pollard.
I think Zeke will realize that he benefits from having Pollard there. Because I don't think Zeke... I get the feeling Zeke doesn't really care about his yardage stats. I think he cares about winning. I don't think he cares about his stats.
But you said you don't think he cares about winning. I think he
He cares about winning. I don't think he cares about his stats.
Yeah, he doesn't. He just wants to win at this point. It seems like in this point in his career.
Yeah,
because he knows that he's got limited time. Running backs don't have a shelf life of 10 years, and I feel like he knows that this is his, prime time, 1-2 seasons left where he's going to be able to full body go and have his time to shine and contribute as much as he possibly can. So I feel like, I think he might be open to restructuring his contract. I don't know. But I mean, I feel like when you get enough money and you have a ton, look at how many times I know we don't like him, but Tom Brady is one of the least expensive quarterbacks for how good he is. And he always negotiates his contract.
Yeah, but that's because his missus makes more money than he does.
True.
it makes a big difference when money does not matter to Tom Brady. But Tom Brady is all about stats, and he's all about what people's perception of his skills are. You can tell that. Whereas the likes of Zeke, Dak, they're about stats, but I also think that they kind of want people's perception to be of, see how much he's getting paid, sort of thing.
I could see that with Dak a little bit, but Dak earned it. I think Dak put his time in.
I don't know. He needs to show his worth a bit more, but I think he has. I'm happy with the contract. I'm just not happy with the way he's been playing these last 4 weeks. Like I said, this a couple of weeks ago or last week, the Atlanta game is kind of hiding an issue.
Right.
Otherwise, we would have had a string of losses and we would have gone the summit wrong here. But the Atlanta game came in after the Broncos game and it kind of hid an issue.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is. I don't think he's hurt. Do you think he? I don't think it's his ankle or his high knee, his sprain, whatever it was. I don't think it's that has anything to do with it. I think it could be that shoulder injury or that's kind of lingering around from like the preseason, maybe. Here's the other thing. Dak hasn't had a lot of time to throw. Like the offensive line breakdown with Connor McGovern, McGovern, isn't as good. They should have caught Kevin Williams.
He had a lot of time. He had a lot of time on Thursday night. That offensive line were pretty good on Thursday night. They gave him plenty of time. I don't think they ever sacked him, did they?
I think they maybe once.
It was one of those where they just kind of... Yeah, they did. They sacked him once. PJ Williams got one sack.
Oh, that you're right. You're right. But here's the thing I'm thinking. So the Saints have an all right defense. They're not great, but they're not... You know, I didn't look at the Saints defense. I think they're top 12. They're not shit.
I knew they had a good rushing defense.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
it's hard to say because like I feel like in the previous game the Chiefs Dak looked like he didn't have a whole lot of time to throw. With the Raiders he didn't have a whole lot of time to throw really either.
No, he didn't. He was pressured in those two, but this one he didn't, and he was still throwing low and behind folk.
I don't know. Maybe it is a part of the leg sprain. Maybe he is not at 100%.
There was a lot of 3-0s.
There were.
And that's always a worry. Now, I'll allow it on one or two because you run Zeke on the first down. That's kind of what we do. Everyone knows that's what we do. So Zeke only ever gets 1 or 2 yards because everyone knows what's coming. But then if you don't do anything on that second down, then you're at 3rd and 8. And that's kind of where we were in a lot of those 3-and-outs.
Right.
We'd run it, and then, or some screen that didn't do anything, and then we had to do a long pass, and we were never going to get anywhere with the Saints secondary on that one.
Right, I feel like we need to switch up the play style. I feel like everybody does expect a run on the first play. Why don't we go for the Hail Mary at least at the crack of the opening of the first set of series of downs?
Yeah.
And just switch it up a little bit because everybody is expecting.
Let's just guarantee a pass every first down.
Regardless of that, then,
even if it's just a slant, you've got 6 yards.
Right, and then Zeke can get his 2 to 5 yards on the second carry, and then have him sit out. Then give it. I think the player of the game was. Well, hold on. DeMarcus Lawrence came back with a vengeance. He was a beast.
He
came back.
I was a bit worried that he was just going to be, because he's been off for a while. I was worried he was going to be a bit slow and it's going to take him another game to get set in. But no, he did look good. Just imagine what we're going to have when we've got DeMarcus Lawrence, Randy Gregory, and Micah Parsons on that line.
Yeah. I mean, they're going to be solid, so I'm looking forward to that. Diggs, we know about Diggs. He's either going to get an interception like he did, or he's gonna get some,
or he's gonna let him fly
coverage
for 70. Yeah, right. He had a little bit of both,
and you know, but I feel like our defense overall is we're like number 2 in overall turnover, like takeaways in the whole NFL. We're number 1 for interceptions. Our defense is a significant upgrade from where it was last year.
See, I'm happy with our defense. I think our defense, it has its flaws. It has massive flaws because it does allow big runs, especially big runs through the middle. But, well, not runs, but big passes, big gains through the middle. But what it does really well is it contains them. It sort of says, right, we're going to hold you off, and we're going to hold you off, and we're going to hold you off, and we're probably going to get you three and out, or you might get a big 15-yard run up the middle, but then you're probably going to go three and out. Because of the way they're geared up, it seems to be to stop anything. But if you're going to get through, you're going to get through big. But then we're going to stop you again in the next down.
And that's kind of how it's been.
And Diggs, like I said before, Diggs kind of plays people a little bit loose. And he plays them loose because he wants the ball. He doesn't want the player.
Mm-hmm.
So he will allow that quarterback to look at that guy because he wants the ball coming to him so that he can pick it off.
Right. I think our defense, like, overall, I'm very happy with it. I was also going to say, I think the player of the game, I'm going to say, was Tony Pollard. I felt like he, with his big run down the sideline,
it kind of broke it open for us, didn't it?
It broke it open. Yeah, he set everybody off and put everybody on point. And then from that point on, we had crazy tiptoe catches. Like, that interception was insane on the 2-yard line.
Yeah, like it was a curse. Okay,
it was insane. Like, it those type of plays, like, we looked on point. Like, for our defense won that game for us. The other favorite, besides Tony Pollard, who just turned it up and got everybody going, I felt. I thought the best play of the game, though, was the pick six when the lineman, the big fat man, like, stiff-armed the guy. You know, every lineman dreams of that.
Yeah.
To score a touchdown. So that was
And it was funny because it just went straight to him. I think again, you know, when we said we didn't necessarily play very well, but we won it. And even still, looking at it now, I'm saying we didn't play very well. We won it 27-17 when we should have won it 27-10. We gave them an easy touchdown right at the end. But that 27-10 doesn't show you how good the game was. It was still a little iffy. There were still questions that the Cowboys had that in our offense, our defense did its job, but our offense stalled too many times or had too many, you know, three and however many's. And I think it was the defense that kept us in it. I think I'm just going to double check the stats, but I'm fairly certain our third down efficiency. Yeah. We were 2-13 at third down.
Yeah, so we were shit.
We were shit in third down, but we were always in third down and long because of how we play. That's not what we need. We need if you're going to run the ball all the time on your first down and then your second down, or at least do screens, your third down you need to be at least within 4 yards
to run again.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing is like, but here's the thing. Remember, we didn't have it. We didn't have no head coach. We had no offensive coordinator, and we had three coaches.
We're killing more.
Dan Quinn was calling all the shots.
Yeah.
So, and then Dan Quinn was in charge of his defense too. So Dan Quinn was wearing multiple hats. So I give him, you know, I think if we would have had a healthy coaching staff, I think we would have put up more points. I feel, because everybody is doing multiple things that they normally don't do. Granted, I think our offense, I don't know, something's got to give with Dak. Maybe he's under too much pressure. Maybe because Kellen Moore is calling the same fucking play, and Dak gets up to the huddle and is like, hold on, I'm not calling this shit again.
This one again. I've seen this, yeah.
Audibling at the line of scrimmage. So, you know, you got to give credit to where it's due. I mean, we needed that win so bad, and I'm not going to lie. I thought it was one of the funnest games to watch with all the interceptions and the turnovers.
It was. Eventually, yeah, Taysom Hill admirably did well for about half a football game and a bit. And he even rushed for 100 yards, and it didn't look like we had an answer for him. But as soon as he started throwing the ball around in that second half, it was clear that we had his number then, and it was just going to be, well, we had four interceptions.
Four interceptions and one pick six.
And one pick six. So
yeah, four total, three interceptions, one pick six.
Yeah. If he hadn't run for 100 yards, we'd have had a few more. I think he's he is just kind of, he's a gadget player, and I can't see him ever being the man at New Orleans.
No, no. And then didn't we have like a flawed flea flicker that did shit for us? Was that us or was that them?
Yeah. We did a flea flick attempt where we kind of passed it over to Cedric Wilson, who was going to fling it down the field. The only problem with that one is that their defensive guy, I think their safety came through for like a safety blitz. So he was already in the backfield, and he could just disrupt it. So we just kind of broke it down and got rid of it. It would have been I like doing stuff like that, but
yeah,
it was just the wrong time. Do it again. Try it again at another time when there's a different defense on the field, and you probably have a bit of success. So
you know what I'd love to see? I would love to see an opening drive where we start out with some shit like that. I feel like that would be the best way, and then have it successfully work, because everybody thinks you're going to first down, especially on the game opener. Yeah.
Have that as your first one where it's an RPO to a flea flicker to Cedric Wilson throwing for a 70-yard Dak Prescott reception touchdown.
Some shit like that.
I don't think Dak's not got the legs, has he?
No, it's usually a CeeDee Lamb or a Michael Gallup, but you know what I mean, or Cooper. But here's the thing, that would open up and be like, holy shit. And then you come back out and you start out with the pass the second time, like the second series, and then maybe the third time you hit him with the run, because I'm like, boom, these guys are throwing nonstop. And then it's like, I feel like there's no, like, we have to switch something up on offense. That's just my two cents.
I think it's funny because it doesn't seem like we play in the same way that we were playing before Dak's injury. It's like we're calling different plays. We don't seem to be as, it looks like we're back to the Garrett days. We're not as inventive as we were at the start of the season.
Well, the first five games we looked amazing.
Yeah, and I don't know what that is. I'm kind of hoping that's our coaching going, you know what, it looks like we're going to be in the playoffs. Let's not show all our hands yet.
That's what I'm kind of thinking, or here's the thing. Now all the teams got filmed for the first 11 games on us. Now they kind of have now we don't want to we want to save this new shit and then slowly work it in.
So yeah.
Teams don't have footage on us. And that could be another, you know, another reason why they're doing kind of the same old, same old.
Yeah.
The other, I mean, overall though, I thought it was a good game. We needed the win. I did some research. Now for us, pretty much we have to win two of our next six games. Is that how many we have left?
7-5, 8-4, 5.
So we have five. We win two of our next five games. We're in the playoffs.
So we have we have Washington next. Yep. Then I think it's New York. Then I think it's Washington again.
And then it's Arizona.
Then it's Arizona. Philly. Then it's Philly.
So, and here's the thing: as long as one of the teams that we beat is Washington, it just has to be in our.
I think
pretty much we have to beat.
I think we have to win two. If we beat Washington, I can't.
One time,
I can't see it happening. Philly could probably get back, and they have an easy schedule, but they just don't have a good team.
Right.
So I can't see it going any other way than us qualifying. Then we have to start for the playoffs. Then we have to start looking at where do we want to be in the playoffs.
Let's be honest. We don't want to be in the fourth seed because then we're hosting the Rams.
We're hosting the Rams, exactly. We need to get out of this fourth seed spot so that we're hosting Washington again.
Right.
Or Philly if it comes to that.
Well, here's the other thing. Let's just say we lost out. Let's say we only won one game, right?
Yep.
Let's just say for some goofy-ass reason we beat the Arizona Cardinals, but we lost the rest of them. Want to know what that would do? That would knock the Vikings out of the third wild card spot, and we would have it. By us losing, it knocks out. It puts the Vikings out of the wild card spot because we own the tiebreaker.
you must have been a happy man at the weekend,
because Lions beat the Vikings.
Yeah, that ruined everyone's accumulators, but yeah. To get a Lions win at the weekend over your favorite Vikings, You must have gone around town pissing everyone off.
Oh, I was laughing. I was trolling the shit out of it on Facebook. I was going because everybody's like, "Man, this loss is just unexcusable." Like this was worse. People were talking about. I'm not sure what was worse: the loss with the backup quarterback Cooper Rush at home, or the loss to the Lions in Detroit. And and every single one like that, I'm like, you know, I love the loss against the Cowboys, and I would put the Amari Cooper little short video of him, you know, the game winning touchdown in the end zone, and I would put hashtag we them boys.
Yeah, it kind of played out nicely for you. The Vikings, incidentally, aren't actually in the playoff spot at the moment. The 49ers moved in there. I think it's Rams, Washington, them 49ers.
Yeah, because
in those wild card spots,
you're right. They're no longer in it. They have to pretty much win out, which I don't think they will.
Yeah, they I think they just have to. They could win a couple more, and the 49ers lose a few more. But it all depends on Washington and the Eagles. The Eagles could come in. We could end up with three teams from the East.
Right. It could be going into the playoffs. It could be the Rams. Eagles, Skins.
I would very much like to have the Eagles for the last game of the season and then for the first game of the playoffs. That would be ideal.
The only problem with that is they're a rival and they know our plays. They play us more than you.
Yeah, but we fucked them over good style, didn't we, this season already?
We did.
And
I
can't imagine we're not going to do that again to them because they've only gotten worse. They've not gotten better.
Right.
And a very good friend of mine is an Eagles fan, and he said the same thing. He has basically said, we don't want to get to the playoffs because if we get to the playoffs, we know we'll end up just getting beat by you guys and we'll never live it down.
So that's actually, you know, I would rather play the Eagles or the Washington football team over the Vikings. I think the Vikings are a more dangerous team.
Yes, they are. The Vikings can always just pull a win off. Randomly,
right? They beat the Packers.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I think Adam Thielen, they're not a bad team.
Adam
Thielen, I might be out for the season. I'm not sure if you saw that injury. Adam Thielen could be done for the season for the Vikings.
Right, that could screw him over, but they still got Jefferson.
Right, Jeffrey. Okay, now this is off topic, but who do you think is better? I get into this argument all the time with my Vikings friends. Justin Jefferson or CeeDee Lamb? CeeDee Lamb has more touchdowns for games that he's played. So CeeDee Lamb has more touchdowns, more yards per catch and other stats. But his argument is CeeDee Lamb isn't an overall better wide receiver. He just has better stats.
I'm probably going to annoy you a little bit. I think at the moment Jefferson's a better receiver than CeeDee Lamb. CeeDee Lamb, you don't forget you're asking me this question based on after three games that CeeDee Lamb's had quite a few drop issues.
Right.
So at this moment I'm going to say Jefferson, but it's one of them. It's too close to call. And CeeDee Lamb in his absolute prime is the best in the business, but he also disappears
right
at times.
Like he makes the most amazing catches this NFL has seen.
Yeah, but you don't want an amazing catch, you want it to look easy.
Yeah, you don't want him one-handed backhand falling in the end zone.
I would very much be happy with a boring throw from Dak Prescott to boring catch from CeeDee Lamb than the most amazing twist in the air, turn in, beating coverage, touchdown. I want boring, steady wins every time.
Consistent, like yes. a Jason Witten.
yes.
I also, you know, Dalton Schultz has turned out to be one of our better players.
He is, and he was last year. He's the thing is, Schultz is always going to do all right because when you've got Cooper on one side and Lamb on the other, and you've got that threat of the run, then you're always going to have to look after the the middle's going to be open, and that's where Schultz is going to be.
Gallup's looking pretty good. I'm pleased to see how Gallup's doing. He had
Gallup
a couple. Yeah, he's pretty decent. Like he's not better than Coop or Lamb. I mean, our most reliable receivers, obviously, receiver-wise, I would say it's Cooper. He hardly ever drops the ball.
Yeah, but Gallup was always good for those sort of right on the touchline catches. That's where he plays his best football. Just
right.
Just sort of on the edge of the on the field. Whereas Coop is better for those slants and the route running. And then Lamb's just good for all of it.
Right. He's your guy who's running down. You know who else could play a good wide receiver potentially? Throw in Tony Pollard. I could see him be all right as wide, like a slot receiver.
I'm surprised they haven't used him more for like wheel routes, because they use Zeke for wheel routes, don't they? Where yeah. he's sort of moving up the field. Yeah, Pollard would be better because he's got a bit more pace to him. But yeah, he yeah. Guess let's use him while we have him.
Yeah, I think so.
So what are you thinking next week? So this weekend we've got the Washington Redskins, not the Redskins. They are now called something completely different. We've got the Washington Football Team. They've not got Montez Sweat. They've not got Chase Young. I can't remember. There's another name that's injured, but he might be back. I think we're playing him right at a good time.
Yeah, I think that we go out to Washington, and I think we win. I think it's going to be an ugly game, though. I don't think it's going to be a blow off the top Atlanta Falcons style swag look at us game. I think it's going to be. I think that. And I'm calling it right now. I think Michael Gallup is going to make a play that turns the tide and wins us the game. I think it's going to be an unlikely receiver. I think it's going to be Michael Gallup.
I'm hoping it's not just one play that wins us the game.
I'm saying it's going to like he kind of how when Tony Pollard got that touchdown.
Yeah,
I feel like it's going to be something
kind of broke
like that.
It open. Yeah,
Michael Gallup's going to do it, and then Amari Cooper and like CeeDee Lamb's like screw this shit. Like I want you know it's going to almost be like I don't want Michael Gallup to be the star. I'm the damn star. You know, like
I'd like
play as a team like that.
I would very much like to think that the way this game's going to turn out is it's going to be one of those defensive stalemates where. Their D takes away our offense, our D takes away their offense, because theirs isn't that good anyway. And because theirs isn't that good and ours is, we eventually beat their defense and then it starts to show out. There's only so many times that a bad offense can allow the defense to do all the work without them scoring themselves. Whereas our team can have a decent defense that stops that bad offense, while our offense is good enough to overcome their good defense. There you go. That made no sense, but it was.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
So I can see that. I can see that we will have favorable field position throughout the game. I can see that.
I tell you what, we're always going to have favorable field position because fucking Brian Anger can kick them punts miles. My word, we were on the 2-yard line and it was like, oh, we're going to give the ball in decent territory here. And then all of a sudden he's on the 20 and you're like, how the hell did he punt that?
Right. Oh, and then Sean Payton had us re-kick it after, yeah. Remember that?
Yeah, like, and we still did as well.
Yeah. So that was, he's impressive. Zerline, he's decent. I'm not going to say he's amazing, but he's a lot better than Brett Maher, who was also
who we were against, yeah. Just for fun, put him to do a 60-yard field goal.
That would have been funny. I don't know, overall, I think my gut feeling, is it a night game or is it noon? Like, is it prime?
It's noon.
Oh, yeah, it's just regular, so it's nothing special.
Nah.
I think the score of the game ends up being... I'm going to say 27-10.
I like 27-10. I'll go with that myself. No, I've got 24-10.
I think we win this one. And I think it's going to be grit in the first half. I think it's going to be we get like a touchdown and a field goal, and then we're going to just turn it up in the second half of the game.
Okay. Yeah, I'm with you on that.
And then I feel like that CeeDee Lamb is going to run out into the field and do his little Uzi Vert dance when he after he has, like, you know, the winning celebration in the end zone, like the bye wave and that he did to the Patriots. And I think there's going to be a lot of shit talking. I think that the Washington Redskins are going to get really pissed off, potentially start a fight at the end and try to get some players ejected.
Oh, because they think they're still relevant.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Good point.
So they'll try to get somebody mad or thrown out or something, and I could see something like that also happen.
Yeah.
And I think – I'm trying to think, you know, who does Philly play? I'm trying to remember who does Philly play. Do they play the Jets? I think they play the Giants, don't they?
Yes, I believe they do. No, they all have the bye. They still haven't had their bye yet.
Oh, that's right. Packers had their bye this week. That's what I was like, when did they play? It's almost unfair for like a team to have a bye this late, because it's like everybody else is getting banged up and they're finally like, you know what I mean? I don't know, but maybe it's too late to have a bye. Who knows?
I feel well, like there's still 4 weeks afterwards. It's random-ish who gets the buys when. So, yeah.
I feel like we always get fucked, though. 3 games in 12 days.
3 games in 12 days, ridiculous. We shouldn't have to do that. They know we play on Thanksgiving. They should schedule it better than that.
Right. Isn't it like that every year for some reason? I think it's like that.
It's usually short weeks. I'm not going to lie. But they could easily put us on the Thursday before, so there's a week between the Thursdays, and then put us the Sunday, rather than so that there's a long sort of Thursday to following Sunday. But nah, this Roger Goodell, fuck the Cowboys, so he says.
Right.
So yeah. But other than that, I don't think there's a lot to talk about this week anyway. There's not a lot that's happened around this league, as there this week.
Nothing that sticks out. You know, that John Madden movie's looking pretty good. That comes out Christmas Day. I got to see
a John Madden movie.
Yeah, I can't remember what it's called.
I know there's a Kurt Warner movie.
No, hey, you know, hold on. It is the Kurt Warner movie, yeah. My bad.
I gotta say, there's a big difference between Kurt Warner and John Madden.
Yeah. The Kurt Warner movie looks all right. It does, you know, it looks decent. The other thing, otherwise, going around the league, I can't really think of anything. Oh, so this is a rumor. I don't know. You know how the NFL, well, not even the NFL, how journalists like to make up stories that are kind of far-fetched just for clickbait?
Yep.
I read one that said that Justin Jefferson is looking to be transferred next year to Arizona because he's tired of playing for a team that all the losing team because he's only played for winning teams his entire life.
Yeah, that's bullshit. That's good. He hasn't gonna, you know, he's not gonna happen. They're not gonna trade him. There's no way.
They're making it sound like how Diggs wanted out so bad that he's gonna do the same thing.
Yeah, but Diggs, yeah, that was a bit different. Diggs wasn't on a rookie contract, was he? Diggs had already been paid.
Was he?
Yeah, I think he was paid first. He wasn't on a rookie contract. I think that's just nonsense. Now, one thing I will say, I do think this. I should be careful here, but I do think the Calvin Ridley Atlanta, where he's taken the year off for mental health reasons. Part of me just think he's taken the year off for our team is shit reasons, and I don't.
I do too.
And I don't want to play for them anymore. But I also don't want to. I don't want to end up sort of using my year and getting burnt out or getting, you know, wear and tear on me, so that I'm healthy for a trade. Because yeah, it just seemed that it seemed all a bit too easy for him. But then again, I would probably get a lot of abuse off people saying that I'm not being fair on people with mental health issues.
Right.
But yeah. But other than that, I think this is quite a quick show for this week. It's because Ben's not here. Ben usually ends up talking nonsense about dogs and and masturbation.
And ex-hamsters.
And ex-hamsters. And yeah, I'm sorry if you tune in to listen to Ben talk about masturbation and things, but yeah, he's that sort of stuff is what's got him in trouble.
And we'll leave it with a famous quote by a famous person. So if you know who this is, I think you might actually know this one, Bill. The most luxurious possession, the richest treasure anyone has, is his personal dignity.
Willy Wonka.
Jackie Robinson.
Oh yeah, of course it was. Yes, I did know that one actually.
Figured with the baseball knowledge that you might have got that.
Yeah,
one.
No, I didn't know that one. Yeah.
But just for fun, I'm gonna look up Willy Wonka quote since he's quoted quite a bit on our podcast of who says what. All right. Here it is. Here it is from Willy Wonka. Candy is dandy, but liquor is quicker.
Yeah. That's very true.
Oh man. That's all we got, guys.
Good old Gene Wilder. All right. Thank you very much, everybody. And same time next week.
And remember to shave your ball sack. So Ben has a lot more to talk about.
Don't forget to shave your ball sack. Send Ben pictures. We'll print his number out for you so that you can send him all the pictures you want. Particularly loves ginger ones.
He loves ginger ones, but specifically Tory gingers.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. Yeah. Try and, if you're an artist, shave your ball sack. And then try and put quite a lifelike effigy of Boris Johnson on one of your testicles, and on your other one, Margaret Thatcher.
That'd be perfect.
Two reasons. One, Ben's going to love it. Two, if you actually put it on any social media, I'm fairly certain you'll be famous for a while.
I can completely see that. For all the wrong reasons.
So on that bombshell, I think we'll leave it at that.
All right, later, guys.
Thank you very much. See you next week, everyone. Bye bye.